I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
If you have a piece of crack cocaine no bigger than this quarter that I'm holding in my hand, if you're caught with that, you go to jail for 5 years. You get no probation. You get nothing other than 5 years in jail. Judge doesn't have a choice.
Judge does not have a choice. The words of then-Senator Joe Biden, 1991, when he was all about law and order and cracking down on drugs. But now, cocaine found in the White House, would you not expect the president to at least make some remarks about it? When he's asked about it, all he does is smile. That's it. The White House press secretary, the deputy press secretary, are sent out to confront the questions from reporters. They don't have any facts or knowledge anyway, generally speaking, and often that's the fact. But the bottom line is, why isn't the president himself making a direct statement about contraband being brought into the White House under Secret Service cameras and agents, and for all it could have been, instead of a baggie of cocaine, it could have been a bag of some kind of biochemical weapon. And it got into the White House, and the president has nothing to say. We can go back over and over again to what he said in 1991. If you were caught with a piece of crack cocaine no bigger than a quarter, you're going to do 5 years automatically. Is it because he suspects? Is it because he knows that Hunter Biden, his son, is responsible? And by the way, this cocaine story, this is the traveling cocaine. It was in this room. It was over here. I was over there. No, it's over here. Now it's over there. I mean, this thing is all over the place. Or maybe there are numerous bags of cocaine. As always, I thank you for joining us. Here we are, July 7, 2023. Reminding you every day, Monday through Friday, we do have a live stream Rumble at noon. You can tune in on Rumble at noon, either through Newstalk STL or to go to rumble.com and enter Larry Connors USA. We're on both platforms. Glad to have you watching. Our numbers sometimes are higher than one channel than the other. We don't care. We're glad to have you watching. And even if you can't watch live, that you pull it up later. And, of course, we certainly want you to listen and all the way through to our 6 o'clock report. The Larry Connors USA Daily Report at 6 o'clock. And what I want to bring to your attention here, the silence of President Biden about cocaine being found in the White House is growing more and more deafening. And you know what? Some of his greatest supporters, that would be some in the state-controlled media, are beginning to kind of tell the story of cocaine in the White House in the sense of where it was found, how it might have gotten there. They're already beginning to prep a story while the president remains silent. Perfect example here. Andrea Mitchell, MSNBC, and her view about that cocaine and how it got in the White House.
I was found, by my observation, in a much more secure place, limited access place, than that West Wing reception area. It's still a publicly frequently trafficked place, but it's down near the Situation Room, right off West Executive, down below. And normal people, just average people, just can't get in there, even with the entry from the Northwest Gate.
Normal people just can't get in there. Now, that's contrary to what White House spokesman Karine Jean-Pierre was saying. Oh, it's an area where people can go and travel, and we had tours over the July 4th weekend. Well, every tour that goes through the White House, any part of it, you're escorted, either by a staff member and or with Secret Service available. And anything you have must be left outside before you go in, and it's not just going through a magnetometer. You have to go along an area where drug-sniffing dogs are checking everyone coming by. If you are a part of a tour group or you're not special personnel such as, oh, I don't know, a member of the Biden family. Now, you hear Andrea Mitchell say, based on her knowledge of what she's found out now, this is not a random tourist who simply left this in a heavily trafficked area because it's not a heavily trafficked area. In her words, it's in an area that is a limited access place near the Situation Room. Now, in addition to her view of it, another MSNBC reporter, Kelly O'Donnell, confirms that Andrea Mitchell is correct, and then she added this detail.
What we have learned is that there are, in fact, two West Wing entrances. You know that, I know that, but for the benefit of our audience. And now the investigation has progressed, and so they're saying the West Executive entrance, which, as you noted, is closer to the Situation Room and closer to the Navy mess, where there's the facilities for food and so forth. It is also next to West Executive Drive. That's where, for example, the Vice President's vehicle is parked.
Whoa, the vice president's vehicle is parked. Is she suggesting VP Harris brought it in? Not really. She's just saying that's adjacent to where the vice president's vehicle is parked, where she comes and goes. And they're not going through a magnetometer, and they're not being sniffed by drug-sniffing dogs. Could this be the out for the Biden family? It's not us. Check Kamala's purse. Now, I told you yesterday, odds makers are quickly rushing in and saying, in Vegas, they're placing bets on who might be connected to the cocaine. The favorite, 2-1, 10-1 in some cases, Hunter Biden. Now, that's supposition, and of course, it's not fair. Just because he was captured on his laptop when he was smoking cocaine and doing things of this nature. But I should note to you that while they're looking at that, they're also considering other background, and that is that Hunter Biden at one point was in the military, if you recall, and he got kicked out because of cocaine use. And I remind you again that the White House was briefly evacuated when this was all found because they weren't sure what it was. Maybe it was some kind of powdered biochemical weapon. So if Andrea Mitchell and MSNBC are beginning to raise these kinds of questions, and you've got odds makers already saying, we think it's probably going to fall upon Hunter Biden, and I'd say that's very hard to walk away from, especially since back in 2014, he was discharged from the U.S. Navy Reserve after testing positive, less than a year after he was commissioned in the Public Affairs Office. But again, this is all just supposition at this point. And you have to keep that in mind. I don't want you to jump to conclusion, but I want to lay the facts out for you. So then we are on Air Force One, and this is as the president's going to a campaign stop, and reporters continue questioning. He's not answering the questions. Karine Jean-Pierre is not on board, but her deputy secretary, and I'm sure he loved serving under her, Bates, is on board, and he gets a question.
One more. You know, former President Trump has made some pretty wild posts recently on social media. One of them was that the cocaine found in the White House had belonged to either the president or his son. Are you willing to say that that's not the case, that they don't belong to them?
I don't have a response to that because we have to be careful about the Hatch Act. What I will say is that I have noticed there does seem to be some increasing frustration coming from that corner in general. And I think it is probably rooted in the contrast between their substantive policy records.
What the hell was he saying? He's breathing Air Force One fumes or something? And then brings in the Hatch Act. Does he know what the Hatch Act is? Does that mean when chickens reach a certain point, they hatch out of an egg? Is that the Hatch Act has no bearing on this whatsoever. Let me give you a quick primer on it. The Hatch Act itself, when it was passed originally in 1939, the point was to prevent any politicization of anyone who serves either as a civil service employee in the executive branch of the federal government, except for the president and vice president, from engaging in some form of political activity. By answering a question, Deputy Press Secretary Bates thinks he might be violating the Hatch Act. Give me a cocaine break. But the question continued from another reporter.
One more on the cocaine. I understand the Secret Service is conducting an investigation. If the Secret Service is able to determine the individual responsible, will the Secret Service and will the White House commit to transparency in this and making that information public?
I'm going to defer to the Secret Service professionals who are carrying this out. I'm just not going to engage on hypotheticals about it. I would suggest you contact them for anything more.
Yeah, contact them for anything more. And while you're at it, ask them about how the Hatch Act would apply. Well, we have breaking news. We told you about this yesterday. Let me repeat it for you again. The FBI has now joined the case. My question is, are they going to help track down anyone that is involved in this, or are they going to help the Secret Service cover up who might be involved? Remember, the FBI tracked down anyone near the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, so surely they can help track this down or conceal a legitimate investigation, because just in case the Secret Service plans a legitimate investigation. In the meantime, the New York Times appears to be practicing legitimate journalism.
The New York Times has independently confirmed a key claim in the Hunter Biden whistleblower saga. Gary Shapley, a lead IRS official in the Biden probe, alleged that U.S. Attorney David C. Weiss, the lead Department of Justice prosecutor on that case, was rejected by federal prosecutors in Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles when he requested that Biden be charged for tax crimes committed in 2014 and 2015 in those jurisdictions.
In a June 27th report from the New York Times, writers Glenn Thrush and Michael S. Schmidt write in the 21st paragraph, quote, in mid-2022, Mr. Weiss reached out to the top federal prosecutor in Washington, Matthew Graves, to ask his office to pursue charges and was rebuffed, according to Mr. Shapley's testimony.
Now, those reports are coming from Hill correspondents, but they're reporting what the New York Times said. So the New York Times is now standing up and saying, you know, those whistleblowers, they're not just puffing air. They're not just blowing a whistle. They have facts to back up what they say. And in fact, there's more evidence that whistleblower information is legit.
This was written in a story detailing the competing accounts of Attorney General Merrick Garland and the IRS whistleblower. Garland has denied the whistleblower's claims. Now, Shapley is defending his claims and going even further. In an interview with CBS News last night, he says he was stopped from pursuing leads. Let's watch some of that.
Drew's father.
There were certain investigative steps that we weren't allowed to take that could have led us to President Biden.
And you wanted to take them.
We needed to take them, and you weren't allowed to take them. That's correct.
Now, that might be another reason Merrick Garland could face impeachment. We're going to get into that story in more detail in the second hour. But the New York Times now, I'll remind you, at one time denied the Hunter Biden laptop even existed. Or if it did exist, it was all part of a Russian collusion plan. Other state-controlled media had the same approach because they were told that by the FBI, who had had the laptop for a year. But we're on the eve of the election. They did not want that information out before Biden and Trump were facing off each other on Election Day. And as I've said before a single vote was cast, the FBI, the DOJ, the Attorney General had their thumb on that election. 18 months later, the New York Times admits the laptop did exist, did belong to Hunter, Russians not involved, Hillary and the DNC were, as all part of a dirty tricks campaign. But by then, the New York Times, which had denied the New York Post story by Miranda Devine, had to come clean and say it was right, it was clean, it was correct. What is the New York Times going to say now about another story and a whistleblower as Miranda Devine has been reporting it? Lock and load. Ready. On the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
For 4 years, I was senior advisor to the China energy company CFC, at the same time of its dealings with the Biden family. Under normal circumstances, I would be testifying before Congress about my experience with CFC. Sadly, due to circumstances I shall describe here in this video, I am forced to tell you this story via video.
There are no normal circumstances in this case. That was the missing witness from the Biden corruption investigation. His name is Israeli professor Dr. Gal Luft. He laid out his bribery allegations against the president's family in an extraordinary video filmed in an undisclosed location while he is at this moment on the run.
That is part of a story presented by Fox News, built off of a story again appearing in the New York Post with Miranda Devine. She got access to that video, a 14-minute video from this missing Israeli professor, Gal Luft, who is accusing the Biden family of spectacular amounts of corruption by selling the USA out to the Chinese, and probably many others, but he's only referencing Chinese, because that apparently is the information he has. Now, I know you could start coming forward and say, okay, so everybody now wants to be a whistleblower, and they're just pursing their lips, blowing air, no whistle, they have no information, it's all baloney. Okay, go with that idea if you want. But as I told you in the previous segment, the New York Times is admitting one of the IRS investigators, for fact, was telling the truth about how he was denied pursuing, investigating Hunter Biden, his tax issues, and tracing the money deeper into the Biden family. He got reassigned. That's a retaliatory effort. They're saying it's not, but it is. So the story now involving Luft, who is currently a fugitive because he got arrested, we'll get into that in more detail in a moment. I just want to give you some background on this guy. Dr. Gal Luft is co-director of the Institute for the Analysis of Global Security. That's a Washington-based think tank focused on energy, security, economic trends. He's also a senior advisor to the U.S. Energy Security Council. That is a cabinet-level extra-governmental advisory committee. He specializes in geopolitics, geoeconomics, energy security, Middle East, and U.S.-China relations. Newsweek magazine recently called him, quote, a tireless, independent advocate of energy security. Now, when I say energy security, I don't know if it means exactly what he believes energy security is. My thought on energy security is that we're beholden to no one. We don't have to go to anyone to get any oil and gas. We've got plenty right under our feet. And just off our shores. I don't know if that's his thought. If it is contrary to mine, that doesn't dismiss what he's claiming at this point. Not simply because of that. Esquire magazine even listed him in the America's Best and Brightest. He's published numerous studies, various publications, energy security challenges for the 21st century, and one of them, turning oil into salt, and then the collapse of America's energy security paradigm. That was back in 2012. So he's got a lot of background. He has a doctorate in strategic studies, Johns Hopkins. So that's some of his background. So when he released this video, and claiming he had to do it from a clandestine environment because he was facing arrest and literally on the run, and it was then sent to Miranda Devine of the Post, then she began to lift excerpts of it, use it, and again back to Fox as they were reporting it, and Dr. Luft continuing his story.
I shared my information about the Biden family's financial transactions with CFC, including specific dollar figures. But perhaps the most alarming information I revealed was of a mole within the DOJ who shared classified information with Hunter Biden and his Chinese partners. After Brussels, I never heard back from the DOJ. But instead of showing appreciation for my whistleblowing, I became public enemy number one.
Public enemy number one. Well, at this time, House Ways and Means Oversight Chairman, I should say, James Comer, wants to talk to him directly in front of Congress. But he's apparently in fear for his life. If he's telling the truth about the meeting, and when he apparently was meeting with the FBI in Brussels in 2019, giving some names, and also saying that there was an FBI mole named One Eye that was funneling intel to the communist Chinese while Hunter and James Biden were being paid $160,000 a month combined to lobby for that same company, then I don't have a lot of doubt, but I'm not going to take it at face value. I don't have a lot of doubt that what he's saying is true. But let's pick up the story again.
He goes on to describe how over the next 4 years, he, his family, friends, and associates were harassed and intimidated. Finally, in February of this year, he was arrested in Cyprus on an extradition request from the Southern District of New York for allegedly violating the Export Arms Control Act. After his arrest, he tweeted, "I've been arrested in Cyprus on a politically motivated extradition request by the U.S. The U.S. is claiming I'm an arms dealer. It would be funny if it weren't tragic. I've never been an arms dealer. DOJ is trying to bury me to protect Joe, Jim, and Hunter Biden." And he defended himself again in his video statement.
"I, who volunteered to inform the U.S. government about potential security breach and about compromising information about a man vying to be the next president, am now being hunted by the very same people whom I informed and may have to live on the run for the rest of my life."
Talking about the FBI, the CIA, other agencies hidden deep inside the swamp. Again, if Dr. Gal Luft is correct, he needs to be before Congress under oath and give the full details. I mean, you would have thought if he's saying that Hunter Biden was getting $80,000 a month to join this Burisma board when he knew nothing about energy, you'd like, are you kidding? They're not going to pay him $80,000. He probably doesn't even know how to pump gasoline into a car. But you're going to put him in an energy company, you'd be saying, that's stupid. No way that happened. If you're going to claim that all that stuff on the laptop, that was all false, it just made up. Well, now we know all of that. And more is true. And additional whistleblowers are beginning to line up. Maybe because they don't want to be caught on the wrong side, but maybe also because they can see what's going to happen down the road and they want to be securely bunkered. I mean, after all, right now, in the midst of all of this stuff that is right in the face of the Attorney General, the FBI, they're doing virtually nothing. Well, I take it back. They are doing their damnedest to put Donald Trump in jail for 400 years or more. I want to go back to the mystery, as it might be called, of the cocaine at the White House. Stand by. Hot enough for you? Tired of hearing that question? It's certainly hot enough to damage your lawn and plants. Allen Outdoor Solutions can put in an irrigation system, save your landscaping, and save you from having to drag hoses in this heat. I've known Steve Allen for years. That's why I put my name with Allen Outdoor Solutions. Call 314-647-4800. 647-4800. Check the website and see everything Steve can do for you. AllenOutdoorSTL.com. You can spend a lot of restless nights trying to figure out how you're going to make all those credit card payments. Why not consolidate all your debt into one manageable payment? My friends at Homestead Financial Mortgage can help with a cash-out refinance. Contact them today. Take the first step in regaining your financial freedom. Use my website, Larry.HomesteadFinancial.com. Take charge of your financial future. Go to my website, Larry.HomesteadFinancial.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit, and if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
It's the Secret Service, not the White House, that's handling the investigation. In fact, so many of the questions yesterday the White House punted on, they simply said it was the Secret Service that was investigating. We even know that the agency, though, is still trying to get to the bottom of this and now doing fingerprinting and DNA testing to try to get some answers. The drugs were discovered in the West Wing on Sunday in what's being described as a heavily traveled area of the West Wing. It was found in a phone cubby where people leave their personal belongings, if you're leaving a phone, purse, stuff like that, if you're about to go on a tour. Reporters, we tried to get President Biden to weigh in on all of this yesterday when he was hosting the Prime Minister of Sweden, but he chose not to take questions. Just smiles. There are new reports, though, that the House Oversight Committee is not smiling and requesting a briefing from the Secret Service. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, he's also demanding answers directly from the Secret Service. He sent a letter yesterday asking six questions and wrote, "If the White House complex is not secure, Congress needs to know the details as well as your plan to correct any security flaws."
Yeah, that would be the next step, but at what point, we're not sure. I can't get back in past, I should say, over how this bag of cocaine just moves around. I mean, it's got a life of its own. Let me give you again a rundown for a moment when we look at how it's been reported from the beginning by the White House. Now, here's something to keep in mind. We didn't know about it until the Secret Service said they found it, but they didn't really say they found a bag of cocaine. It started with something suspicious found in a baggie. That's why they called the fire department, and so the fire department made a response immediately to go find out exactly what it was. And here's the way that got determined once they got there, and that was, let me get the EMS, not the EMS, but one of the fire officers on the scene. As soon as he got there, they were running tests on it. And of course, they're in hazmat suits. They do not know what they've encountered. And he wrote down or stated at the time that he was doing a test up on what they found. And in the process, he indicated, "We're getting a yellow line," which, based upon his test equipment, was indicating this is cocaine. There was an independent journalist on Sunday evening that got video and photos of a D.C. fire department hazmat truck, a special operations unit, and an ambulance arriving at the White House at 7:45 Eastern Time. And a website that archives the fire department and police dispatches captured the crew's radio dispatches. It stated, and again I'm reading to you, from one of the responders on the scene, radioing back to headquarters, "We have a yellow bar stating cocaine hydrochloride." And then, whoops, maybe we shouldn't have called the fire department, because now it's recorded this is a bag of cocaine. Otherwise, this might have been literally swept under the rug. One dispatch said the substance was found in the library, but then it began to move. At first, the Secret Service, as I said, noted it as an unknown item found on the White House complex during a routine patrol. routine patrol. How long would a bag of cocaine be sitting there before a routine patrol would come across it? I'm just asking. I don't know. The Washington Post then reported Monday it was a white powder that tested positive for cocaine. The Secret Service said we're giving additional testing, but it's already been confirmed. The New York Times then reported the substance was found in a work area of the West Wing, not the library. Well, maybe they don't really know which rooms are which, and that could add to the confusion. But Jean-Pierre, who certainly knows the White House, said, we have a lot of West Wing tours. We had them on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's not clear how long that might have been there, but it was discovered in a heavily traveled area where many West Wing visitors come through. But again, if you were listening as we began today's 6 o'clock daily report, Andrea Mitchell said it was not a heavily trafficked area. It was found in a limited access place near the Situation Room. And an MSNBC reporter said it was also close to the area where the vice president would come and go. Are they already trying to shift the blame? Get it away from Hunter? Maybe a reason now to get Kamala off the ticket. And again, the president himself has yet to say word one. Word one. To say this is wrong, it shouldn't have happened, we will get to the bottom of it. Nope. Says nothing. Donald Trump has spoken out about it, mocking it, and rightly so, and mocking Trump. Biden's lack of response. And Florida Governor DeSantis said, yeah, here are our problems we have at the Florida Governor's Mansion.
The Biden administration's been blowing it on a lot of fronts, but I guess it's a little bit more literal than even I had thought. I can tell you in Florida, my wife and I, we have a 6'5" and a 3-year-old running around the governor's mansion. So that's not something that we see. We do have to occasionally get slime out of the carpet and get marker off the wallpaper, but that's the extent of our adventures at the governor's mansion.
And that might have been also true when JFK was in the White House with his kids. But that's not cocaine. Vivek Ramaswamy, of course, who is running for the White House, takes a harsher view.
All joking aside, if you really get to the seriousness of this, it's just one more yet another example of two standards of law in this country. One, if you're part of the privileged class. One, if you're part of many people across this country, which many Democrats have railed against, who are locked up for possession of cocaine.
Yeah.
Now it shows up in the White House and it's a laughing matter.
Well,
in a certain sense, it's just evidence of a deeper problem.
We ought to know in real time who brought and left cocaine on a table in the residence. In the White House, but I'm not holding my breath.
That was Vice President, former Vice President Pence. And he, in effect, echoed what something former President Trump had said. Security cameras are there everywhere. They would have seen all of this. Margo Cleveland from The Federalist had said, visitors to the White House, even if they're going to some fancy party or invite only parties, you're only invited to get into the White House, that's understood. Sometimes guests are taking on tours, but every time they go at least past one or more bomb and drug sniffing canines, just like when you're at the airport, they're going up and down your luggage. Or the handler's just walking through the crowd. Now, you may think, that dog can't smell this stuff. I got it buried deep in my luggage under my underwear. I know that dog won't want to smell that. But they do. So I want to take a moment in wrapping up this hour because this is such a baffling and yet a very clearly understood issue, but is being covered with smoke, mirrors, lies, and a lot more BS is going to be poured on it. We will continue that aspect in a moment.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Wow, that was my reaction when I walked into Napoli C, now open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. And Napoli C is like walking into a two-level submarine. Fish just outside the portholes. The menu is going to be filled with various seafood, lobster, crab. Good luck with choosing. Napoli C is now open on the streets of St. Charles. Join me at any Cafe Napoli. Clayton, Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, are right next door, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
If you have a piece of crack cocaine no bigger than this quarter that I'm holding in my hand, if you're caught with that, you go to jail for 5 years. You get no probation. You get nothing other than 5 years in jail. Judge doesn't have a choice.
I wanted you to hear that again and again and again to put it in your mind. Joe Biden, as a senator, was firmly for law enforcement and enforcing the laws we have and proposing tougher restrictions on those involved in cocaine. That was 1991. If this is traced to Hunter Biden, what would be his approach now for a baggie of cocaine taken inside the White House? I want you to keep what you just heard in mind. And I want to remind you of how it's being ignored again by anyone and everyone that can. That would be the state-controlled media. I'm looking right now at the opening page of CNN and NN. I have not bothered watching them. Maybe you have and you've seen something I haven't. But usually their cover page on their website gives you the idea of where they're going and what's the most important thing. They're showing a couple sitting there and they're stating they couldn't hold their daughter to say goodbye. It's meant to be a heart-wrenching story dealing with the Kentucky abortion law meant that they were not able to hold their baby because of an abortion or something of that effect. I mean, it's a confusing thing. I'm looking here reading the thing, and they were not allowed to say goodbye. All they wanted to do was to hold their dead baby, but abortion laws in Kentucky say they couldn't. Okay, I understand they're furious. That's not the lead story for the nation right now. I go deeper down. Surely they got something about the latest on the cocaine in the White House. Nope, not there. No, not there. It doesn't exist. That is what we have from our state-controlled media. If they don't report it, it doesn't exist. And everything I'm telling you is a lie. It's not. And now the New York Times is acknowledging some of the whistleblower information from an IRS whistleblower about how he was kept off of the Hunter Biden investigation. That whistleblower is correct. MSNBC is acknowledging the cocaine was not found in an area widely traveled by those coming to the White House, as originally reported by the White House press secretary. The deputy press secretary is saying, I can't discuss it. It might violate the Hatch Act. That's another detour, my friend. There is nothing that has anything to do with the cocaine in the White House and the Hatch Act. I'm going to give them credit for one thing. They know how to play the game. And when they have all the cards and they can see your cards, you don't have much of a chance. But I encourage you to continue listening here. I'll give you the details. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.